From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The UN Refugee Agency is calling for a common effort by all 28 European Union countries to address in a humane and fair manner the biggest refugee influx into Europe in decades. The UNHCR warns as many as 200,000 more refugees, most from Syria, are likely to make the dangerous journey to Europe in search of asylum this year. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA.
The UN Refugee Agency reports 5,600 refugees arrived in the former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia on Thursday, the highest number for one single day, and it says 3,300 arrived in Hungary that day. More than 4 million Syrian refugees have sought asylum in neighboring countries. UNHCR spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says conditions in these countries are worsening.
They're losing hope to be able to go home. They have no ability to restart their life in the neighboring countries in any meaningful way. Many are making the decision now to go to Europe.
The agency says governments should consider larger resettlement and humanitarian admission quotas, expanded visa and sponsorship programs, and scholarships to students. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. President Barack Obama welcomes Saudi King Salman to the White House Friday for the Arab leader's first visit to the United States since ascending the throne in January following the death of King Abdullah. The talks between President Obama and the king could not come at a more tumultuous time as a U.S.-led coalition fights Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria, and a Saudi-led coalition beats back Iranian-supported Houthi rebels in Yemen. This is VOA News. The U.S. unemployment rate fell to the lowest level in 7.5 years in August to 5.1%. That is a drop of 0.2% from the previous month. Friday's report from the Labor Department also says the U.S. economy had a net gain of 173,000 jobs, which is less than most economists had predicted. The report says health care and financial services gained jobs, while mining and manufacturing lost positions. This report is a key part of the data that leaders of the U.S. Central Bank will consider as they decide how soon and how much to raise the benchmark interest rate, which has been at a record low level since 2008 in a bid to boost economic growth during the financial crisis. Thai police say a man arrested earlier this week near the country's border with Cambodia did not likely carry out the bombing at a Bangkok shrine that killed 20 people. The DNA taken from the suspect, identified as Yusufu Mirali, does not match the DNA found at the blast site, the National Police spokesman said on Friday. But the spokesman said Mirali is definitely involved in the bombing, noting his DNA was found in an apartment where a large amount of bomb-making materials was seized. The discovery appears to be another setback to the investigation into who carried out the August 17 blast, Thailand's deadliest ever terror attack. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump stumbled on a few international affairs issues and grew impatient over questions about foreign leaders during a telephone interview. Speaking to Hugh Hewitt, a popular conservative radio host, Trump appeared to mistake Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Quds forces for the Kurds, a Middle Eastern ethnic group. Any limited knowledge of foreign affairs is not stopping Trump from improving his image, however. According to Gallup, Trump gained 16 points in net favorability in the last 2 weeks to stand at 32%. A gay couple in Kentucky has received a marriage license a day after a county clerk was jailed for refusing to license same-sex couples. The county clerk, Kim Davis, had defied a U.S. Supreme Court order to sign the marriage permits, saying it violated her religious beliefs. Federal judge ordered her to jail for contempt of court, and she said she could be freed if she agrees to approve the licenses. Speaking in court, Davis occasionally sobbed as she told the judge that God's moral law conflicts with my job duties. You can't be separated from something that's in your heart and in your soul. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.